You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday morning at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, who is not in studio but on the phone.
Happy birthday, yes. My friend. Woo. Yes.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's welcome.
Thank you.
Spending it in Salt Lake City this weekend.
I know.
I'm in Salt Lake City for Fan X Comic Con, which is the second largest comic convention after San Diego. And it's crazy. There's so many people here, so many movie and TV stars. So, yeah, I'm here covering the convention, and it's just chaos.
All right, let's talk movies. And there's a big one out this weekend. In fact, it opens tonight, correct?
It's the only movie this weekend because it's such a juggernaut. And it's Chapter 2. And it was the most successful horror film of all time. It just made a fortune. So the studio fast-tracked this sequel. And it's 27 years later, The Loser Club is back. Pennywise, the killer clown, is back. And they all made a pact in the first movie. If Pennywise ever came back, they would come back to the town of Derry and, you know, get rid of the clown because he preys on children. So now, not only did the directors are back from the original film, but they casted these adults that look almost a mirror of their behavior and their looks to the original teenage characters. You got James McAvoy. You got Bill Hader. You got Jessica Chastain. So overall, the movie does a flashback back and forth. The kids are back too. So we see a little continuation from the first movie of the love affairs that were happening with the teenagers and also some of the problems that were going on that carry over into their adult lives. But overall, you know, I screamed, and I'm not kidding, 3 times out loud.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
Yeah. It's the first film all over again. We're back in Derry. This time it's with adults. It's the same thing all over again. So it's not very original. But Pennywise, some of the most horrific, psychedelic scenes I've seen in movies. I mean, I screamed out loud. It was just, you know, and it's nearly 3 hours. There are some laughs in the movie, too, because it's pretty heavy. But
wow.
It is gory. It is horrific. So do not take children. Because even in Australia, parents are complaining that kids are being traumatized from the billboards with Pennywise on the advertisements.
All right. Ooh. So thumbs up for you.
Oh, absolutely. No, not for originality, but just for the horrific Pennywise murders.
Yes, if you want to scream, Carla,
awesome.
There's your movie.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Follow him on Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend up there, and we'll talk to you when we come back from vacation.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.